Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves under Thy mighty hand tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just a thanking and a praising You for Your glory, Your mercy, and Your love. Just a thanking and a praising You for who You are, that You are God. And besides Thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and mark this little clay. Use me, Father God, for Thy glory in Jesus' precious and holy name. Thank You for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forward that the kingdom of God may grow in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Psalms 100, and we'll give the whole entire psalm. In Psalms 100, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanks, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of His holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we come to you tonight just thanking God for another opportunity to come before you by the use of the internet, be able to preach and teach on a local level, and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. We ask that you pray with us and for us at just these next few minutes as we talk about be thankful in every situation. Be thankful in every situation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, and when we look at Psalms 100, and our emphasis is going to be to emphasize on verse 4 and 5, as we approach this Thanksgiving season, we want you to know that Thanksgiving is, for a believer, is not a one-day thing. Or Thanksgiving is not a seasonal thing. It is a 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, a command that God have given to every believer in Christ and every follower, every child of His. Here the word says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and to His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. So here we are commanded, hallelujah, we are given a command to enter His gates with thanksgiving, giving thanks for every situation we find ourselves in. giving thanks to God, who is the one that bless us. He is the one that is willing, able, and ready to bless each and every believer of Christ. We understand that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we must be thankful to God for his goodness, his grace, his love. Verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, and his mercy of the mark on the high calling of Christ Jesus in our lives. God is still good. He's so merciful. He loads us down with benefit each and every day of our lives. And his truth endured to all generations. You see, the Bible says that the truth will set you free. That if we desire more of God's presence, more of God's truth, we as born-again believers of Christ, we must make ourselves available to do what is needed in order to gain the benefits that he has. When we look at, as we get ready in this Thanksgiving week, getting ready on this Thursday to celebrate the holiday of Thanksgiving, it will be a time where we will come together with family and friends, and we will thank God, and we will come together in celebration of this national holiday. It is a holiday that really has a spiritual emphasis on it, because giving thanks, we are commanded to give thanks in all things, whether the things is good or bad, whether we go through ups and downs, whether we are prosperous or not. We just have to give thanks to the one, the provider, the one that created us, the God that sits high and looks low, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, my brothers and sisters, tonight we are talking about be thankful in every situation. As a born-again believer of Christ, we are thankful for salvation. We are thankful because God has seen fit that we're still here in the land of the living. We are thankful that even during this COVID times and pandemic that we are believing that is coming to an end, we are believing that God has kept us here for such a time as this. He has kept us and he has equipped us to go forth and let people know about how good he is, about his mercy, his grace, and his love that he has extended to each and every one of our lives here tonight. Yes, on this November 22nd, 2022, I thank God because this day is special for me. Oh, yes, it is. My birthday. And I thank God for having the privilege to do his work, to minister his gospel, lifting up the name of Jesus. Oh, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a privilege, and it is an assignment that has been tailor-made upon every believer's life, just to tell others and let others know that through the thick and thin, through the ups and downs, we should always be thankful. Hallelujah. We should always pray and don't faint. Pray always without ceasing, because prayer is communicating with God. Prayer, we should have prayer constantly on our mind as believers of Christ. Because when we talk to God and we are prayerful about getting in our secret closet and having a little talk with him at the beginning of the day, at noontime, and during the midnight hours, and all during the day, we should have prayer on our mind. Praying, not always praying audibly, out loud, but being mindful of the fact that we can enter into his presence with thanksgiving. Come boldly to the throne of God. God is ready to hear us. He is ready for us to pray it back, hallelujah, his word to him. Yes, we need to pray when things are going good, when things are going not so good. We just have to pray and ask the Lord to guide us, lead us. The Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. When we look through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, the emphasis is to be thankful, even though we may go through trials and tribulation. We still have to be thankful and grateful for everything that God has blessed us with. Bible says every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, that has no variousness or shadow of turning. Yes, every good gift comes from God. He have lent us all that we have accumulated. It still belong to him. But we thank God because he knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. He neither slumber nor sleep. He sits high, but he look low. We are thankful tonight. And when we look for an example of being thankful, when we go to the book of Luke in the 17th chapter, and we see where Jesus had healed 10 lepers. He had cleansed them from leprosy. Here the Bible says in Luke 17, verse 11 through 19, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorifying God. And he fell down at Jesus' feet. He fell down at his face, on his face, at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not 5 that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. As we look through the scriptures that were shared here in Luke 17, verse 1, 11 through 19, story of the 10 leper plague with leprosy. When we look in the book of Leviticus, a person that was considered a leper was one that was plagued with leprosy on their body. So when a person during that particular time, the Old Testament time, there was cast out of social gathering, cast out of being involved with family members and associates. They were put out of the community where they lived at. And then while they crossed paths with people, they had to let them know that they were a leper, that they had to give them notice when they was coming in their presence. So leprosy at that time, if we look at it in 2022, if there's anything that was closely associated with it, it would have been AIDS. As we know it here in the modern times that we are living in. And the Bible says, and it came to pass as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers that stood afar off. Now, when we look at afar off, it means that they was not close by. They was from at a distance away from where Jesus entered into the village, but stood afar off. In other words, the crowd came around Jesus, but because of them being put out of the community setting, they had to be off out of the vicinity where Jesus was passing by. But they did something that most of us wouldn't do. They cried out. They cried out. They lift up their voice and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And we as sinners before Christ, we had to come to a place in life, because the Bible says there was none that was good, no, not one, who was born in sin. So we had the sin nature upon us. One thing about Jesus, he was a friend to the sinner. One thing about Jesus, he didn't go around pointing fingers. No, when a person or a sinner showed up, Jesus didn't shy away. He tried to provide a healing for them. That's why he went to the cross for all mankind, took sin upon himself, nailed it to old, put it upon his shoulders. And he was nailed on an old rugged cross. He was stood up high and stretched out wide. Jesus became that ultimate sacrifice, the sacrifice that was needed to cleanse sin, to wash our sins away. So they cried out to Jesus. And brothers and sisters in Christ, we as individual, whether personally, collectively, or as a nation, when we know that we are plagued with sin, like these lepers was plagued with leprosy, we have to cry out afar off and say, "Jesus, have mercy on me." Jesus is the one that bridged the gap between God and man. He made it possible for us to return back to God the Father. Hallelujah. He's our set example that we should follow after. Jesus, when he heard upon what they said, "Have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourself unto the priest." Again, when we talk about in the Old Testament, the Leviticus law, it dealt with a person. It dealt with the sin. It dealt with the sickness of leprosy. You see, leprosy would destroy the skin, and it would attack different parts of the body. Very contagious. That's why when a person with leprosy had to be put out, their clothes had to be burnt up. Anything that belonged to them had to be destroyed because of this contagious disease. But Jesus told them to do something, and he said, "Go show thyself unto the priest." This was an act of instruction that was given, and they had to either do one or two things: reject what Jesus said, or act upon it. You see, faith without works is dead, being alone. So in faith, they had to act on it and do what Jesus asked them to do, and do it immediately. So the Bible says, "Go show thyself unto the priest." In other words, go to the one that is able, that has the authority to have you to come back into society, to come back in your rightful place, in your family. Here, the Bible says that, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Bible says to obey is better than sacrifice, according to 1 Samuel 15:22, and to hearken than to fed a ram, the B clause of the verse. So by them taking a step of faith, by them going forth and listening to the instruction, by them going forth, and as they went forth, notice something. When Jesus told them, he said, go to show yourself to the priest, healing didn't take place immediately. So we have to understand, just like these leprosy here, these leopards, we must be thankful in all situations, whether we have sickness that plague our body, whether we are healed, whether we are well, through it all, in any situation, be thankful. You may not have all that you desire, but you have clothes on your body, shoes on your feet. You are found in your right mind. Every basic thing that you need in life is being provided. Just that in itself should give you the unction to and the encouragement to thank God through it all. He didn't keep you. Through it all, he didn't spare your life. You're still here in the land of the living. And here are these leopards as they went, hallelujah, as they went to show themselves unto the priests. Bible says they were cleansed. They were cleansed. They were healed of this sickness. They were, hallelujah, healing took place while they went, in the direction to go see the priest. You see, one thing about Jesus, when you come to him, he will point you in the right direction. When you come to him, that you are entitled to the promises of God. And the promises of God is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, they were cleansed from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. They were cleansed. But there was one of the guys that was a Samaritan, and the rest was Jewish, from Jewish descent. Now the Jews and the Samaritan, they didn't get along. They were opposite on their belief. They was opposite about what they stood for. But God knows how to bring order where disorder is. He knows how to bring a change about in our lives. He knows how to bring the races together, the race to get together and make them become one. And it was because of Jesus, what Jesus did, because of Jesus fulfilling the law. In other words, when he came, he fulfilled the Old Testament. And then the New Testament came about. So now we underneath grace, the grace of God. Hallelujah. Is being applied to our lives. And the grace of God is continuously given to us on a daily basis. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back. When he saw that he was healed, he turned back. What happened to the other man? Did they get caught up in pride? Did they not recognize what Jesus did? What took place? The healing process? In other words, their heart wasn't grateful. They wasn't thankful for what took place. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we, even as born-again believers of Christ, we sometimes take the blessings of the Lord for granted. Sometimes we don't pray like we should. Sometimes we don't walk in obedience according to what the word says. God wants us to abide and do things according to his command. And he don't want us to wait until a later date. No, he wants us to do it quickly, quickly and in a hurry. The Bible says here in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making your request known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here we see we have prayed, but we got to apply thankfulness. Hallelujah, for everything, thanking God in advance for everything that he did and is doing and will do for us. See, God is not like man. Man, at the moment they may say things, and at that moment they mean it. They may mean it, but right the very next moment they can come back and completely forget about it. You see, a person with a thankful heart and a grateful heart will have an attitude of gratitude. Their attitude will be right towards the things of God. Their attitude will be right towards their fellow man and fellow woman. Their attitude will be going to be right according to life. In whatever situation you find yourself in, be thankful. Because it is a command from God for us, his people. God's people should be the most joyful and happy people there is on the face of the earth. God's people should be praying people. God's people should rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. God's people, the church, we should be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So this one man that was plagued with leprosy, a Samaritan, or one that was what in the Jewish culture was an outcast. 10 got healed, but only one returned and recognized the healing that took place in his life. The Bible says he turned back and with a loud voice glorified a God. This Samaritan came back to Jesus and he recognized Jesus was probably gone by then, but he went and looked for him and he recognized what took place. The Bible says he turned back. He didn't keep on like the other nine, kept going forward, kept going and minding their own business, doing their own business. No, he came back to thank Jesus for the instruction, to thank him because of the healing process that took place in his life. And the Bible says he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Glorified the one that healed, the one that can meet our each and every need, the one that have all power in his hand, the one that was willing, able, and ready to meet our each and every need in our lives. So again, tonight we're talking about be thankful in all, every situation.
Come on. where you are. It fits in the pocket.
It's with me, so you know it's right. You ain't gotta go, you can spend the night. I don't even like when you leave. I sent the keys, your scent still on my lips. I mean, you right as the sun, you been the one. Bet you knew that too. Let's peel back the roof, let her wind loose. I love being with you, we in the coop. Nothing else said, I'm in your head like dreads. You turn hair like red. When you step in the room, the noise go dead. I'm not going nowhere, you got me down like the feds. You all about your bread, you just for me. Your voice is sweet, you move discreet. Your house is neat, the same sense of style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1, your nails stay done. Your hair A1, your feet stay done. I know that you're the one, I can't even front. I just wanna be with you, you know it.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We just thank God for each and every one that is, hallelujah, that have tuned in tonight. We thank God that we don't hold the rights to any of this music, but we thank God for what he has done, is doing, and will do. We just hope and pray that through the teaching of the word of God tonight that you will be encouraged to be thankful in every situation you may find yourself in. Because God is really a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. We just come in agreement with you, hallelujah, that during this Thanksgiving week, that as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving as a national holiday, where we will come together with family and friends and get around the dinner table, amen, and have a meal and bow our head and just thank God for the goodness that he have provided for us. It's a day that's set aside for a day of celebrating. It's a day that is set aside where after we eat, we'll either look at football or basketball game. But I just want to encourage you that during that time to be safe, to just take the time and time out for a few minutes and just thank God for blessing you and your family and blessing everyone throughout the world that he has been so good to us, because we're still here in the land of living, and that in itself is a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So whatever you are believing God for, we just touch and agree with you according to his will that it will be done in your life. We thank God as we get ready to come to the end of a year, of the year of 2022. God is still, there's still time for the answer prayers. There's still time for on that request that you have requested. There's still time for him to save, set free, deliver. Hallelujah. So don't give up. Just stand determined. Your mind is made up and your heart is fixed that God is able, willing, and ready to meet your each and every need. I just want to make sure that I let you know on the behalf of Cedar Faith, Busted Loose and Faith Ministries, that between Prophetess Lisa and myself, we just want to say happy Thanksgiving. We also want to actually continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you and your family, that we'll have a joyful, Jesus tearing God's willing, a joyful time. But as believers of Christ, we have to understand that God wants us, and he have commanded us to be thankful. Thankful in good times as well as bad. Thankful when things don't go the way that we want it to go. Be thankful because God has blessed us in every area of our lives. And in every situation, be thankful. Be thankful when you got money in the bank or when your money, when your change starts being strained. Be thankful when through it all, just be thankful to him. Because remember, every good and perfect gift comes from above. As we get back to what we were saying about in Luke 17 chapter, verse 11 through 19, we see where 10 men plagued with leprosy got healed. And when they followed Jesus' instruction, and he told them to go to and see, go and show yourself to the priest. And the Bible says, and it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. In other words, they were healed of that contagious disease, the leprosy. The leprosy were healed. There were 10, but only one, a Samaritan by race, came back. The Bible says, the one, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. See, the Apostle Paul says he's not ashamed of the gospel because it has the power to them that believe. Word of God says, if you're ashamed of me down here on earth, talking about Jesus, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father in heaven. So we as followers of Jesus, we must on a daily basis take up our cross, deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him on a daily basis. So here the Samaritan man that got healed, he would turn back and with a loud voice glorify God. The Bible says when he found Jesus, he fell down on his face and his feet. In other words, he humbled himself on bended knees and bowed down head. And the word says, and he gave him thanks. He gave him thanks, thanking him for leading them in the right direction, thanking him for allowing as they went to go to see the priest. The healing took place. In other words, his faith, their faith got stirred up. And when I say faith without works is dead, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. That them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we have to activate, just like these 10 guys did, these 10 men that was plagued with leprosy. They was able to be healed. But one came back to thank Jesus for healing, for the healing that took place. And the Bible says that Jesus also said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? 10 got healed, but only one turned back to give God the glory. 10 got delivered, set free, reunited back into society. But only one was thankful. Only one came back to thank the Lord for what took place. The Bible says here in Luke 17:18, there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger this Samaritan. And Jesus said unto him, arise, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. We, even now in 2022, have to look at the example that was set here in Luke 17, verse 11 through 19. We have to be mindful of not taking God's blessing as taking it for granted. No, the Bible says that we, according to Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. We have to make sure that our mindset is focused on things above and not on things on the earth. When we do things in line with God's will, just like what happened with the 10 lepers that got cleansed, healed, when they were pointed in the right direction, they should express thankfulness in the situation that they were in. And because of God's mercy and grace, he brought them out and reunited. They were ready. They were able to reunite themselves in the community, reunite themselves with the family, reunite themselves with their family and friends. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. It's a good God, a merciful God. Bible says that our God is a present help in time of trouble. He's our fortress. He is the one that is able to turn things around, and it works in our favor. So be thankful when things are going good, and be thankful when things are going not so good. Be thankful when, hallelujah, that the promises of God, the manifestation, is taking place in your life. God is not a God that is late or early. He's a God that's always on time. Because of his grace and mercy, we're still here in the land of the living, still on top of the ground not on top of us. Be thankful during this Thanksgiving season. Here, when we go back and look at this Samaritan that left us an example of what he did, he turned back and came back to thank Jesus for placing them in the right direction. But thank Jesus, because when their faith was tested and it went according as they went, they got healed. They got cleansed. This is an illustration of where mankind, we may find ourselves at, in a sinful situation. We have to understand that when sin entered this earth, it became contagious. Oh, yes, it did. We're living in a dark world that is full of darkness, full of sin, a world that is a can at a rapid rate. But when Jesus came, he came from heaven, took upon himself the form of man, was born in a manger. Jesus, he grew up. Bible says at the age of 12, he was found in the temple reading the scriptures in the book of Isaiah. And it said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. And he ministered at that early age because God was with him. God worked miracles through him and in him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't be like the other nine, those that got healed of leprosy, those that went their own way and didn't come back and tell the one that led them in the right direction to thank him. To thank him because of the healing that took place. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Remember what it said in Psalm 100. Enter his gates with praise, with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Come boldly to the throne of God. Come boldly to his presence. Because in the presence of the Lord, miracles happen. In the presence of the Lord, our needs are met. In the presence of the Lord, miracles take place. When man says it's impossible, or man finds himself in a situation that seems hopeless, hallelujah, it is time when God step in and become a platform to where he can make things that seems possible, because he has it all in control. So this Samaritan, a stranger, hallelujah, got healed, came to Jesus, and thanked him. The Bible says, again, that this Samaritan, he said unto Jesus, hallelujah, he came to give Jesus, give God the glory, and to give thanks to Jesus for leading God and directing in the right direction. And he said, Jesus told him after he came back and showed the appreciation, came back to thank him for what took place, being thankful in every situation, being thankful because he was healed from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Jesus said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Being thankful in every situation. Here tonight, on a Tuesday night. Hallelujah. God wants us to be people of thankfulness. He wants us, he commands us to be thankful. To be thankful means to reach out, show appreciation, have an attitude of gratitude, that we appreciate everything that God has done for us. And we thank him. In fact, the Bible says, again, in Philippians 4, 5 and 6, 6 and 7, excuse me, be careful, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. In other words, you pray. And you thank God. You thank him. You put a praise on it. You thank him for his goodness, his grace, and his love. And we will be made complete in him, complete in Jesus, pushing towards perfection, looking on to him as the author and finisher of our faith. As our instruction is given, let us be mindful and thoughtful and grateful for to always remember, be thankful in every situation that may come our way. Thank the Lord for his goodness, his grace, and his love. Now, after coming to the end of this teaching, we want to thank God to reach out to those that are less fortunate than we are, those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, those that need, hallelujah, during this Thanksgiving season, those that still are lost, those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. This is the hour to quit putting things off. Quit putting things off for tomorrow, for what you can do today. This is the day of salvation. We are not promised tomorrow. if your name is called, if your number is pulled, are you ready to meet your maker? If not, the Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're on the wrong road and you want to get on the right road according to the word of God, enter in the straight and narrow, the pathway that God has prepared for us. They say wide and broad is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way to eternal life. Yes, after you acknowledge the fact that you need help on a spiritual basis, come to him, toe up from the floor up. Come to him, humble yourself on bended knees and bow down head, looking on to him, to let him know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed, to let him know that you're ready to change your life. And you realize you can't do it by yourself. You realize you need God's help. And then once you acknowledge that, repent of your sin and be sincere about it and let God raise you up for such a time as this. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. From this day forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And we thank God tonight, because we had the teaching title tonight was being thankful in all and every situation. Being thankful, hallelujah, that you're still here in the land of the living. Being thankful that you're still on top of the ground and not under. Being thankful for the clothes on your body, shoes on your feet, for the fresh air to breathe, fresh vegetables, fresh food to eat, for vehicles to drive to and fro, for every basic need in life to be met. That's the type of God that we serve, a God that wants us to live the abundant life. The Bible says the devil goes on a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But John 10:10 said, only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm thankful. I'm grateful for everything God has done in my life. And truth be told, you should be grateful too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised in every situation that you find yourself in. Be thankful to God. Remember again what the word said in Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Come before his presence. Know ye the Lord, he is God. It is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his holy name. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray for thy mercy, thy grace, and thy love. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching today. We hope that you've gleaned some information that you can use in your everyday lives and share with others. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, you may write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T as in Tom, H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U, X as in X-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, please find plenty of ways to be grateful for this holiday season. Please find ways to give thanks to God for all that he has provided for you. And in all things, we are supposed to be thankful. So find a way to be thankful. God bless you. Have a great week. Have a great Thanksgiving. We appreciate your support. We love you, and God loves you too. God bless.